You know, throughout the years in my life, I have received some pretty amazing gifts. In fact, I would go so far as to say my wife was a gift. My children were gifts. And hey, don't we all love gifts? But the greatest gift I can receive outside of the gift of salvation is something I can only receive from you and something only I can give to others. And that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. It is a Thursday. Hey, if you want to see something crazy, yesterday on my Facebook page, I posted a picture of me sitting and taking an ice bath outside in Minnesota. Literally had to crack the ice open on top of the tub in order to get in, as I am practicing the Wim Hof method, and I can't say enough about it. It's been great, but check it out. Hey, reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. Unless you have my cell number, then you can text me. If you need a website, check out Tony Herman at websticks.com. His company is amazing. The coolest cat on the net. And if you need a kettlebell, and who doesn't? I have four. You can get them at wellbuiltkettlebells.com. Brandon LaRue, amazing company. Check out the website. It's just the website itself is cool, beautiful, arty, but kettlebells will kick your butt. Now, let's jump into today. I want to read you something out of, I filed this a long time ago. It's an amazing story. It's about Ernest Hemingway, who grasped some of the difficulty that characterizes relationships between fathers and sons in his short story, The Capital of the World. The story revolves around a father and his teenage son, Paco, set in Spain. And Paco was an extremely common name in Spain at the time, with a desire to become a matador and escape his father's control. Paco runs away to the capital, from which the title is derived. Well, his father is desperate to reconcile with his son, so he follows him to Madrid and puts an ad in a local newspaper with a simple phrase: "Dear Paco, meet me in front of the Madrid newspaper office tomorrow at noon. All is forgiven. I love you." Hemingway then writes, "The next day at noon, in front of the newspaper office, there were 800 Pacos all seeking forgiveness." Isn't that the truth? The world is full of people in need of forgiveness and reconciliation. And that's the model for such forgiveness, probably best seen in who Jesus Christ is. And yet it's something we are to model. You know, forgiveness is such a great gift to give. Do you remember the last time someone forgave you and you were like, "Oh, thank you so much"? It's just such a relief to know that there's no longer an offense between you and someone else. We all make mistakes. We all say dumb things. We all do things that hurt others. But when they forgive you, it's amazing. So why wouldn't you want to forgive others? Why? When you know how good it feels for you, why wouldn't you want to forgive someone else? Well, your first response right away is probably, "Well, you don't know what they did, or they do it all the time," or that's not where I'm going. What I'm trying to say is, when you know you can do something so amazing, so good for someone, why wouldn't you? And if you wouldn't, doesn't that just speak to how selfish you are? Maybe that's the first thing you should go to God with and take care of. That's for another podcast. You know, I begin to pour through scriptures in the Bible about forgiveness, and there are a lot of them. I mean, Ephesians 4:32, Mark 11:25, Luke 17:3 and 4, Luke 6:37, Matthew 6:14, Colossians 3:13. I mean, the list goes on. What is interesting when you read the verses on forgiveness in the Bible, and again, there's a lot, it has very little to say about forgiving people when they ask to be forgiven. Nor does it say much about waiting for someone to come and ask you for forgiveness. Forgiveness, whether you need it or you need to give it, is solely up to you to act on first. Isn't that amazing? All these verses about forgiveness, and yet, whether we need to give it or receive it, it's still up to us to go and act on it. But let's focus on you telling others you forgive them for right now. You say, why would I go and tell someone I forgive them? Well, if they hurt you, if they sinned against you, if they gossiped about you, if they did something, you need to go and forgive them. And you say, well, that's going to come across as so arrogant. Well, not really. In fact, it's probably very humbling for you to go do that. And here are a few reasons why you may not do that. You might think, well, they didn't even know they hurt you. You know, like, I'm going to go and they said, oh, did I hurt you? I'm sorry, I didn't know. Or they may act indifferent and not receive your forgiveness. Like, yeah, whatever. They may laugh or even mock you. You're coming to ask me for forgiveness for that? They might accept it awkwardly, but not sincerely. You know, thanks, you're forgiven, yeah. They may tell others about you and how sensitive you are. Yeah, look at that guy over there. He came up to me and said, hey, I'm forgiving you for doing this. What a pussy. What kind of guy is that? Look, there's a million reasons not to. But why should you? Well, first of all, God says to. That's a pretty strong one right there. But you forgive others for yourself. You don't need to carry that burden. Look, when you forgive others, and you need to not just forgive them in your mind, you need to go to them and ask for forgiveness. Yeah, it's humbling. Very much so. You do get rid of that burden, whether they choose to forgive you or not. You laid it down at their feet. And thirdly, when you think about it, truly, you go and ask someone else for forgiveness, you are teaching them how to ask for forgiveness. You know, there are a lot of people out there today that don't know how to ask for forgiveness. Maybe that's one of the primary reasons people don't ask for forgiveness or even give forgiveness. They just haven't been taught. But finally, there are those times where people know they hurt you. And they feel simply unable to go to you because they just don't know how you will react. And there truly will be times when you go to someone and you say, hey, you hurt me and I just want to let you know, I forgive you, man, it's okay. And there are going to be those times when you see that person sigh a sigh of relief and they'll open up and say, yeah, I'm sorry, man, I didn't mean to. I was having a bad day or whatever it was and I just, you know, I didn't want to come to you and bring it up again. I was afraid to, you know, hit a raw nerve and I just, and it's going to be such a great gift for them to receive. Look, even myself, I recently went to someone, and yes, it was just a few weeks ago, and it was via text, but I still reached out to them to ask for forgiveness because I found out I had hurt them. I didn't even know I'd hurt them. And so someone goes, you know, well, if you didn't know you hurt them, do you still go ask for forgiveness? Well, once you find out, yes. But I found out, and I went to them, and I asked for forgiveness. I didn't make any excuses because that's not really asking for forgiveness. But you know what? The truth of the matter is when everything was said and done, it was fantastic. It not only brought healing to them, but strengthened our relationship. And let me be clear, again, I did not know I hurt them until those things had become clear. And I know that I modeled to them how to ask for forgiveness. And these people, I'm sure specifically, didn't really have that modeled. But may I say, the absolute most important thing in all of this is that you embody the heart of Christ. Look, if anyone should not forgive, if there's anyone who should wait for the other person to come and ask for forgiveness before they make a way, or if there's anyone who should point out that, well, we're just going to do it again, well, you know what? Jesus could do that. And he even has the right to do that. But while we were yet sinners, he came to us and died on the cross to forgive us, whether we choose to receive it or not. And therein lies the perfect example. I love when we beat our chest, talk about all the hard things, cool things, tough things we've done, and yet we find it so hard to go and forgive someone. There's your challenge. Be like Jesus. This is Garth Heckman at the David Alliance. Thanks for checking out the podcast and rating the podcast. And again, thank you for sharing it with your friends. And until tomorrow, keep slaying giants.